top sports where the takes don't miss. The prof with the stats, the champ with the fist. World to bring in fire, cowboy, tie riding bold. Bulls calling bets, watch the stories unfold. And it's truly eyebrows running the show. It's high top sports, baby.
Let's get it. Let's go. Good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome back to, in fact, the best day of the week here at High Top Sports. This show is, of course, brought to you by Prize Pick and Bear Mattress this evening. We got a jam-packed show. Obviously, the boys have been hot on the trail. We had a great interview today with the newly commit, Peyton Miller. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. But tonight we have ourselves a special guest, probably going to be one of my favorites. It's already been awesome in the green room. We've got Coach Evan McKissick joining us here from the Florida Gators. Of course, Smolder, Hollywood, the boys are rocking. Coach, pleasure to have you here, man. Much love for you joining us finally. We've been working on this for a couple of months now. Good to see you. How you been?
Like, yeah, boys. I'm excited, man. I mean, got Hollywood. Just put the kids to bed. Now it's time to look for dinner. Yeah, no, guys. I'm freaking pumped. This has been awesome. Hopefully we can, after this year, start calling Wednesday our own way, W-I-N's day here at Florida. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man. So what a good day to have a show, man. This is awesome to watch.
I love it, Coach. Absolutely. We're down to rename it however we need to once we get rocking and rolling, man. What made me fall in love with you, Coach, you were on Stadium and Gale, and I was like, as soon as I saw that interview, I was like, we have to have him on the show. He's an absolute blast, and I'm so glad we were able to finally get it worked out. I'm glad, too, you've been in Gainesville for a little bit. You got your feet wet. Been rocking around. Got to know the team a little bit more. How is that? How's the team? How's Gainesville treating you? How's it been for you, Coach?
Man, it's wonderful. I'm not going to lie. You know, I get here, early January, late December. We just got done with a, college football playoff game, really the day after Christmas. And I'm like, man, this is a bigger version of, true college town. I'm like, this is nice. I can just freaking ride around. And then all of a sudden, it's 85 degrees and there's 60,000 people that show up, about 14 days later. I'm like, oh my gosh, what I'm saying? No, it's been freaking awesome. Last weekend, got off the road recruiting on Saturday. I was up north and I was like, man, we're going to try out this, I think it's Sweetwater. There's a cool little trail thing around. And, I got my daughter, she's already saying, go Gators, go Gators. And so, man, we got to see, we walked this path. And it was awesome because I get to sit there videoing some recruits like, you want to be a Gator? Like, this is where it starts. You got to go pet these Gators. I'm like, we're freaking walking right by them, these huge damn Gators. And so, but Gainesville's been freaking awesome, man. I ain't gonna lie, it's easy. My guys have come over to the house. Getting situated's been good. Instead of taking a right to McDonald's, they take a left at McKissick's. It's like the easiest damn directions in the world. And I'm like 7 minutes from campus, so... and got an acre of a yard. So hell, if we can't get it done out there on the turf, their asses can come over and we can get rocking and rolling at my house. So no, it's been exciting, man. Love Gainesville. Love the swamp. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Yeah. It's very majestic. It's so majestic when you walk in there, like it's kind of hard to put in words. And I think when we get recruits, like it's like Cribs, like we used to watch on MTV.
MTV. Oh, yeah.
And like that's the damn master bedroom. And I'm going to just tell you, man, that's unmatched, bro. It's it just speaks volumes, And so there hadn't been one kid that's come here that, and I'm always like, man, what do you think? And they're like, oh my gosh. It's because it's unlike any other stadium.
I got a great Florida Victorious video idea now. MTV Cribs with Coach McKissick. You walk out there, you go, yeah, man, this is where all the magic happens.
Hell, you ought to have Rusty Witt do it. He's about to Coach Witt's about to have a dang new weight room and all that, man. This thing is going to be awesome, man. It's, he's old school, man. We had all these cool iPads and stuff, and he was like, bump that crap. That's only 92%, accurate. We're going with 99% accurate with this little drawstring that was used back in the 80s. And, I'm telling you, Whit would kick butt with that.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw a photo. I think Ben Chase had posted it. It was like the new facility where the weight room was, and it was completely empty. And I was like, oh, what are they doing in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you, we were all like looking at the floor like, hey, this would look good in our freaking garage or something like that. And it was about time. It needed it. And I think the functional pieces of the weight room. But that just goes to show you, man, at the type of place we're working at, though, too. Like,
yeah,
we're already getting these resources. We're getting good things in. There's not a lot of words on the wall. It's our core values. It's very simple. Attitude, toughness, discipline, love. And then our three team rules. Be on time. Be on Gator time. Protect the team. No energy vampires. And that's it. That's all you see on the walls. Everything else is a stigma of what this place is and the tradition and wearing orange and blue. And that's what it should be.
I love the no energy vampires. I mean, we have plenty of it here. We thrive on Disney Gator, right? That's kind of what we, you know, if you're juiceless, you're useless, right?
That's
so
right.
I love,
they're just very physical. And, you know, you talk about the tight end room, the physicality, the toughness, the edge. We've heard you talk about in pressers. After going through some of the spring game, and I know it's really early, it's April and we're going into May. How close is that group to becoming what you want it to be?
A lot closer. All right. I think that's kind of what we're always going after, because here's the biggest thing. There's a lot of one score games in this league, and talent's going to be a huge factor, but also the competitive. Like, here's the deal with a portal. It's like anything. You can go after a guy that has an individual, you know, willpower per se, or you can go after a guy that also has great talent and has, but that's, it's like rolling the dice now more than ever, because you're having to make these quick freaking, you have to make these quick relationships, and you got to go with it. You got to roll with it. I think we did a really good job in the portal finding guys that may have been an inch too small or this or that, but they're tough. They're physical, and so the room takes that on. And I'm excited. That was the focus. The spring was really about, you know, to be honest with you, you know, in the summer is when we really get our pass game going and things like that. The spring was about hitting. It was about physicality. And now I felt like we've shown that, especially the last 2 weeks of practice. Really all of them showed great improvements. I was really happy with Amir, really happy with a guy like Dupree and Luke and even Chica, you know, and playing a different level of football. And so I think now what we got to do is progress to what we do in the pass game, which is what you need to do in the summertime anyhow. And no, it was competitive. I think our defense got better. We got better. And that's, I think we were got to where we wanted to be. There was true competition still left out there.
Luke looked really good in that spring game. He looked like he was all over the football field.
Hell yeah. No, Luke's got some explosive traits to him. And I'll be honest with you, I was really happy with him. He gained probably, I'd say 8 to 9 pounds. And a lot of that, you know, and I believe like 7 or 8 of those pounds was just true lean mass. I think Jake Sankle does a really good job in our nutrition department. Because, I mean, Hezzy Kent came in at 326. He weighed out at 299, you know, the day before he left. And shoot, man, he's videoing me every day. And so –
good for him.
Yeah, there was really good gains made. I think this was one of the best semesters since, you know, Jake Sankle, who does our nutrition program, he showed the guys. That was kind of our last meeting before we let the guys, you know, finish out their classes and all that. And, like, it was – we had gained over 500 pounds of lean muscle mass as a football team. And that was, like, the most – like, it was double what had been done here in the past. And so I think that's a testament to Rusty. I think it's a testament to all the people that are kind of off the field, including the training room, you know, because the other thing too is, you know, Paul did a really good job in the training room, making it not a place where guys live, you know? And then you see a guy like Dallas Wilson out there that, you know, number one, we have a smart plan for him. We know what he can do, but he's also out there getting better, knowing the offense, running through things, going through things. And so, that was really good to see.
Too cool.
Yeah, that's real quick. That's what I kind of noticed about the spring game too. There was extra physicality in there. And like, you got the best of both sides. Like, both sides actually, you saw plays from the offense, you saw plays from the defense, you saw plays from special teams. And it's like, that's kind of really what you want to get out of a spring game. Because I mean, like we can look into a spring game and think this or that, but it really doesn't matter, right? It's one game, you're both against each other. But if you get to see like a lot of everything, that's really good. And we haven't seen that in a while.
Hell yeah. I mean, it came down to a field goal at the very end.
Right.
You know, and that's the crunch time field goal. And you got a whole new, I mean, we just had a kicker and a punter drafted. We just had 7 draft picks. Like, that's freaking awesome, guys. That's big time. All right.
Yeah.
And to replace those guys and to feel that pressure early on in freaking April is way better than us getting to September and having to deal with that. And I think that's the biggest thing we have to do is try to create those pressure scenarios as much as possible before we get to that. You had a two-minute drive right before half. You had a two-minute drive that it just occurred that way, which was really good, you know. And then, you know, I think we got a lot of different running backs, too, that are in the mix, man, just on offense. Defensively, you got like KJ Ford, true freshman. You know, 18 years old, freaking, you saw a kid like him progress. And, you know, and those are just highlights. You know, Ben Hanks, I thought, had a really good, he was in my offseason, you know, team. And, you know, obviously his dad was a legend. And it's like, you know, I challenged him, hey, man, I'm new to you. You had a great pick in Florida State, but is that it? And, man, like, I built a relationship with Ben Hanks Jr. Like, I love that kid. So I got to see him excel, too.
Too cool. Hollywood?
Yeah, kind of, Coach, going back to your room, obviously we've kind of equated the portal to speed dating in a sense where you don't have much time. How hard is it, one, to create those relationships and get those kids on campus and part of your program so quickly? And then second off, obviously we've kind of talked, really everybody has talked about roster retention and how important that is. Amir Jackson enters the portal. You're able to go talk to him. Bring him back, make sure that he stays with the program. I know you guys had a relationship dating back to Troy. How did that help you bring him back? And then how hard is it to kind of go through the speed dating process, identify, get guys on campus, and lock them in such a short time window?
Well, definitely ain't Tinder. You know, this ain't swiping right and swiping left. I mean, I'm going to tell you, what it is you don't sleep. Because here's the thing, like, you can't sleep. You have to watch the tape. I mean, you're at the end of the day, like any of us would, if we want to hire somebody to fix our pipes, we're going to call a plumber, not a landscaper. Like, you got to have a guy to do the job that you know you need to get done. And they're out there, but you have to dig and you have to watch the tape. And I think more than ever, that's why, like, in recruiting, it's so important. We've got guys committed, and it's so important, though, to still have relationships and build significant relationships with the entire class, okay? To build relationships with guys like, you know, I was at a place last week and there's a 6'7" guy that nobody knows about that's just started playing football. Well, I'm going to make sure all my friends in this business know about this kid. I'm going to make sure that this kid has an opportunity to go play at the next level, and that kid's going to know that too. Hey, man, McKissick, you know, Mac hooked this thing up. That way, when the portal comes around, I already know about it. You got me? And so sure. I think that's critical, you know, is trying to form those relationships now, getting these guys here on campus that may not be your top guys. But by gosh, you're seeing, you know, there was a statistic that came out that, you know, so many 3-stars, you know, got drafted. And there was a good amount of them. You got me? It's really tough, I even think, for recruiting services now, because the recruiting services even used to have a little bit of time to evaluate, you know, this upcoming class during this time period. Like, they could go in the spring and watch them and have this additional combine in the summer of going into their senior year. Well, you don't have that anymore. And so I think that leaves a lot of leeway for how is this development going to turn for this player, if that makes sense. But then the retention aspects everything. Like, at the end of the day, you know, and it sucked, but it comes down to it. You know, I haven't been in a place longer than 2 years, and by gosh, I hope to be here for a very long time. I hope that we can hang some, you know, I've said it over and over, blue numbers on that orange wall. I've got an orange background because I want to paint some shit on that wall. Like, I want to be a part of that. And I think it's so important. Like, I tell our guys, you got to want to come here too. You know what I mean? And so we're able to sense that by, man, like, we're watching our recruits as they're watching practice. We're watching how dived in, how do they treat their parents? We know how that retention plan is probably going to work. And I'll be honest with you, man, we lucked in. We have got some unbelievable human beings on this team. VB3, Jaden Woods, Dallas, all these guys are not just great players on the football field on Saturdays. These are good human beings. And they have been a huge part of where I feel like this thing can, you know, the trajectory where it can go this year.
I mean the Fab Five, obviously you mentioned a couple of those guys there, was obviously a big part of retention and just being a big part of that leadership. We've heard a lot of guys step up this spring ball, VB3 being one of them. I think taking the number one's huge. Bryce Thornton repping the number one jersey as well. And then on that defensive line, man, I obviously know we're coaching the tight end room, but they're chipping off those guys coming off the edge in KJ Ford, LJ McCray. I want you to kind of talk to us about that edge room a little bit. And then the offensive line, you coach the O-line. So I trust, you know what you're looking at, as I'm sure any coach would. You were talking a little bit before how Tritwan's got that thing rocking and rolling, man. How are the trenches as a whole on both sides of the ball cooking right now? I know that was kind of a area of concern headed into spring. There was question marks leaving. How's the coaches feeling about it right now?
I tell you, the way y'all are asking questions is kind of like a pro-style offense. It's like you have this play, and then we can alert to the next play. And so, and I'll let it ride. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm going to handle both those. LJ McCray, stud. I love that kid, okay? When he uses his hands, he'll be one of the best field DNs in the SEC. And he's shown to do that and kept doing it. Man, he'd be like, Coach, what do you think about that? I'd be like, hell, do that again. Go get after my guy again. You know what I mean? Or, man, we got after your butt today. You know, and I love that. I think it starts with the coach, though. I'm going to tell you, Coach Chat is a phenomenal defensive line coach. We got a really good staff here, okay? You got LJ, you got KJ. I think Kofi had a really good spring and showing some different things in his stance and get off. Jaden hit a move that I was like, dude, I can't tell you how I'd defend that, man, because, I mean, he got so low, and he's such a craft guy. And then, man, you talk about the guys inside. You got Betts, you got Kalu, McLeod, I thought had a tremendous spring playing with his hands, first step, getting in the ground. And a lot of times, you know, when you get into going against each other, guys get rhythm of cadence and things like that. And, you know, that's what a defensive player should do. Like, realistically, I don't think there's ever a time to complain about that. Man, a guy should pick up on cadence and things of that nature after the first two series in a given game. Like, hell yeah, go jump it. Go get your butt back there in the backfield. Our guys did a really good job, though, with technique and fundamentals, you know, and I think that's that whole defensive coaching staff, man. Coach Saxon, Coach Patterson, I think Jeremy does a good job. You'll see him out there, man. He's freaking hands up and on, and, you know, but I really like where those guys are at. Our O-line, man, I thought Coach Trout did a really good job. Coach Polly, Coach Mill did a phenomenal job. What you have to do in the spring is so important, is that you have to figure out how all these pieces can fit, okay? That is extremely hard to do. And there's going to be bad plays because maybe you got a guy playing at center because you got to figure out who your third center is. You got to figure out who your third swing tackle is. Because what you don't want to do is end up at game 6, game 7, game 8, and not have that ability to be like, all right, I trust this guy to get in there. And we got a gala. We, you know, I call them, you know, I always think there's we've got a plot of five games, you know, so that are pretty tough conference games right away. And that's five in a row. And I'm just telling you, in this league, you better have the next guy better be just as good, if not ready. So I thought Trout did a phenomenal job. Coach Polly and Emil did with those guys. And then the toughness running off the football. I thought that was a huge piece. Guys using their hands. Because at the end of the day, it's a fight at the line of scrimmage. It really is. Like, man, if this guy can get his hands in, like, and I tell our guys, aim your pads and start a damn fight when that freaking ball snaps. Like, that's what it is. It's about displacing guys, not getting into a position of leverage. And so it was good to see those guys do that. And also, them just being able to play fast, okay? And I thought that was something that I noticed comparatively to some film that I'd watched prior. We watched all the 12 games from last year, and our guys are playing fast, and that was the big key this spring, too, holistically.
I think I love hearing just you describe the energy that is needed to be brought. Get your pads and fight somebody is exactly – what we love to hear. Look, the defensive line, we've been hearing a lot of great things. So hearing that has me fired up. What are I want to kind of get to know you a little bit more too, Coach. But I know you came with Coach Summerall from Tulane, obviously, and he made it very clear when he was coming over he wasn't bringing friends. So I mean, I think that's a pretty huge compliment to who you. I mean, I think he liked you too, I'd assume.
Yeah, I walked in his office. He was like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. For me, during that time period, I'd worked my ass off to get that group of kids to the college football playoff. I was focused on that. And he knows how I work. I'm very, like, I'm a ball junkie. I'm a scheme guy. I'm a technique fundamentals guy. Like, I love football, period. I don't take vacation. I'll be here. Like, this is what I love to do. Okay. And coach was like, man, hey, you know, I'm gonna bring you in all that. And I was like, well, I just want you to know I'm not your friend, coach. You know, and he was like, what do you mean? And so I was like, no, I'm just messing, you know.
A little reverse psychology.
I kind of gave him one of those, like, hey, you know, I'm not your friend, you know, that kind of deal. But no, it was, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. I think coach does a really good job, number one, in reading a room. Number two, he does a really good job understanding people, because that's what this business is. The business side of this is you got to understand how all these pieces can fit together. And so I thought, coach, man, right away, when you take a job like this, he understood that his ass had to be here in Gainesville and make sure this thing, number one, like right after he took the job, his office, for, you know, he keeps me close by, you know, just that way. Somebody's got to be ready for it. You know what I mean? I'm always there and, you know, to take the chewings, but he'll, right away after he took the job, like, guys, he flew back to freaking Tulane that day. And he's on the phone with all of the commitments, every one of them. He was in that office for 7 hours. So think about that. He starts with the players. Then he starts talking to the current players. All right. And then, like, that's the process. The dude really didn't sleep, you know, and he does a good job with, you know, the Twitter stuff and all that. You know, he's more of a quick Gator logo or take a picture. But, like, the dude didn't sleep. I mean, boss man's freaking. Then he goes to knowing the players that are currently on the team. And then he makes sure, hey, who do we need to retain that was here on this staff? Because there's connections there. And there's some really good people on this staff that were with the previous staff. And there was guys on that previous staff that, you know, maybe he just couldn't retain just due to the fact, hey, man, we're going to bring in an OC and this is what this guy would like to bring in. And that's kind of how it works. And but I thought coach did a great job. Buster Faulkner has been awesome to work with and work for. You know, he's a really outside the box thinker, does a really good job. And then you got Joe Craddock, who was a coordinator, Greg Gasparato, who was a coordinator. And I mean, we would all love to have that. I mean, think about it, man. You're about to go freaking, you know, a 15 game run to have that experience, and you're sitting there and game planning or teaching technique and fundamentals. Like, there's no egos. At the end of the day, this thing's about winning. I don't care who you are and what you say, because I ask our kids at the end of every year, you know, since I've been with coach at Troy, and my number one question to our guys is, did you have a great experience this year? And no matter what, whether they didn't play a lot or they did, they always say, hell yeah, because you know why? They just got done either competing for a championship or holding a trophy up. And that's what it's about. All this work that we do all year long for these guys to have that opportunity. And so, but it starts at the top, man. Coach Summerall, he's very demanding. He's not demeaning. And that starts with, like, we have to reflect the type of team we want to have on the field within our coaching staff too. And so everybody's got a role. And our general management, the front office people, man, those guys have a role. They have their time. They have their Super Bowl. Recruiting office, their Super Bowl's right now. They're getting more film and having to cut it up. And, okay, where do we go with this guy? This guy's going to commit here. He wants to commit here. Okay, what other box we got to check? And then you've got guys that are currently at Gainesville right now. They're working on cut-ups and breaking down. Hey, we got this game in freaking November that it's on. We go up to Atlanta. Like, hey, let's get a head start on that. So everybody's got a freaking role. You got me? And that's what's pretty cool about it.
I love – see, so – you and coach not friends? Is it complicated on Facebook?
No, man, that's my dude right there, man. I'll tell you. And I'm an old greasy. So, like, man, my calling was to serve, and coach does a great job with, like, interviews and stuff like that. Like, I can do this stuff all day. I mean, but I just tell it like it is. I've always been that way. And coach does a really good job. He can be more politically correct than I can probably. That's why when I first got on here where the audience couldn't see, I had to kind of get it all out of me real quick. You know, on my words,
enjoyed it.
But as soon as he looked, guys, I wish he comes in just hot as can be, and he goes, "We're not live, right?" I wish we were. Yeah. Hollywood, you got anything else before we let Coach go?
No, I mean, just you were talking about kind of the collaboration and the collectivity of everything from the top down, offense, defense. What I think, what is your, I guess, favorite part of being able to collaborate with not just the offensive side of things, but as a whole coaching staff, working with the defensive guys to make sure, because you said you love working against the edges and telling them to get after your guys. So what is your favorite part of that collaboration?
Well, I mean, that's what makes you better. Like literally every time and every way, like as a coach, we're teachers. Well, the best way to teach a lesson is to learn it. And sometimes that lesson is hopefully negative in practice. Like, hopefully our guys get their tails kicked. That means we got a good guy on the other side. You know what I mean? Like that's important. Like if we go out there and we score 50 points and defense and hadn't caught up, then my gosh, we're going to have to get ready to score 70 every damn game, you know? And so I think it's important that we don't lose sight of that as coaches, and our players don't either. Like I tell our guys all the time, like, man, we are not geared up to just block that guy. Like, I want you guys to be able to block Myles Garrett. I want you guys to be able to block Arvell Reese that just got drafted. Like, that's what we're going after. And our guys will tell you, like, we could have a touchdown run. Ball had a great run, and our guy did just fine. You know, if you're a general fan, you're probably like, man, hey, everything looked good. But, hey, I want our right hand in there a little tighter. I want to see more strike at the beginning. Like, that's what we're after. You know what I mean? Like, our guys heard three words more than ever than they probably ever heard, because that's how I coach. It's called do it again. Like, I'm not into checking boxes, because we're going to end up, you know, we're going to be up by 21 points, and everybody knows we're going to have to run this rock. And so at the end of the day, that's your do it again time. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Here we go. They know what's happened. You know what's happened. Well, let's see what, let's
do it
see
again.
What your path is. Hell yeah, yeah, do it again. Yeah.
You're going to play the game. You're going to watch the game. Yeah.
Bingo. Come on, man. Get some Twizzlers out of your pocket, boy. Let's get ready to roll.
Can't be part of it. Got to be it.
You got to be in it.
Is Coach sharing any of his bourbon collection with you, Coach?
Head coach? Man, he is a Waller fanatic, but he has got a collection. And I'm going to tell you right away, I knew this was the place. So I go into my office, which, to be honest, I'm never really in my office. I'm in the tight ends room. The guys all, like, even though they were like, yeah, sit on your desk. I'm like, that ain't my desk. That's just that's my rental office. That's the tight end coach's office. I'm in the tight ends room. You know what I'm saying? But I walk in there and there's a bottle of dang bourbon with all these, you know, some of the Florida, you know, names to know and stuff like that. And I was like, man, that's pretty good right there. I was like, we definitely better win some damn games here. You know what I'm saying? So, no, that was awesome. It's been awesome, man. Coach Meyer came in, Urban came in, and we got like a little joke going on, because I'm telling you, man, he lit it up. Like, he went back to his old coaching days at the coaches. So there was a coaches clinic. But then after we got done with practice, it was like, hey, you better have your butt in there at 11:30. And you best believe us as a staff, we're like freaking like this. And he's like, guys, here's the three things you got to do here. Win every game, win a national championship, and the third one's important. Do it again. And he looked at us. Didn't even smile, you know, stern face, no pressure. And we all looked at each other. We're like, all right, you know.
No pressure.
Yeah, let's do it. So, but I mean, that's what you got to love to do. I mean, that's what we want our guys to be able to do. Like, this is why we're here. Like, this is what it's about. And we got the resources. We got unbelievable people from the top down. And what's been cool is to see how it's been gelling well. I mean, there's so many names I didn't mention, like Joe Hamilton, what he does in recruiting for us. You got Chris Prescott that's taking a new role, that's doing some great things. There's so many names I can name, you know, Brandon Harris, Marcus Davis. Boys, get ready. We got the Gator Hot Boys, man. Them jokers, Miami Vice and that thing down there, man. Like, we've got an elite freaking staff. And we got elite freaking dudes on our team. Like, it's going to be fun, I think, you know, as a fan to get to know some of these names, because there's going to be new names to know. We got a great quarterback race going on right now. And each of those guys have just been like this throughout spring. And so that's freaking awesome. Like, I think we couldn't be in a better spot right now. And we just got to keep our goals in mind and where we're trying to go to.
I was going to ask you about the quarterbacks, but I figured I'd get hit with the coach speak of it being close.
No, man, it's awesome. You know how hard that is, though? Like, from my perspective, like, I'm the guy that's like, I'm going to crack jokes on them, like, all the time. Like, hey, let me go be Mr. Robot. Like, hey, relax, guys. Because, dude, they're competing for a job. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's tough. That really is. It's tough when you're competing for a job. There can only be one quarterback. You got to block out the outside noise. You got to know what the new installation is. And so to see that both of those guys, you know, I mean, there were some good things, you know, really throughout the spring. I was really like, I haven't seen that in a long time. I mean, I was at Kentucky, guys. We had to run Wildcat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't have quarterbacks back then. We had Terry touchdown Wilson and stuff, but I'm just saying, like, I saw Philo and Tremel throw some balls and hell, Will Griffin, Warner. I mean, golly, boys, like, we got some arm talent, you know. And so Joe's done a great job. Buster's done a phenomenal job working with those guys and putting them in good positions that sometimes you guys don't get to see, you know, in team settings and even in the spring game. Spring game's really vanilla, you know, and so that, you know, they have to make sometimes some challenging throws and things like that. So it's been good to see.
I like that you mentioned, because it is important. I think we forget. I mean, I always say they're kids and people are like, oh, NIL and all these things, it changes things. But at the end of the day, it's still, they're still kids and they're still learning how to navigate through this world. And you're 100% right. Like, it, that part, we sit on our, you know, we quarterback, our armchair quarterback, this thing of like, oh, he should be taking over, or he looked better. And it's like, they really have to be a robot, because every moment, every snap, every second, yeah, everyone's looking at him, all eyes are on them. Look, as every other position, but, you know, it's the quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be the dude. You got to command the room every second. Everybody is watching you. How do you carry yourself at every given second? And I think it's probably refreshing to have someone like you remind them, like, dude, there is an aspect of the aura helps if you can be a bit cool and cool as a cucumber too.
Yeah.
Dude, you're a quarterback at the University of Florida. You know what I mean?
Sling that thing.
Yeah, sling it, man. Let that rope go, baby.
I love it, man. We were talking before. I've seen Andrew Warner. He's been hitting the sticks too, man. He's got a swing on him. I heard you.
That's what I heard too, man. I mean,
yeah.
And Joe, I'm telling you, like, the coach in that room, like, man, I'm just saying, like, there was a guy, him and Spurrier, like, you know, Spurrier Jr. Now, man, I hear he's got a swing. He's like, yeah, I'm about to hit the sticks Friday afternoon. We were just talking on the phone and I was like, where are you going with? He's like, Joe. And I was like, well, great. You know, like, I'd love to drive the golf cart. Like, I could just watch the guys play, because I'm going to be playing putt-putt down the damn fairway.
We fishing? We catching some bass?
Oh, yeah. That's why, hey, I stay recruiting South Georgia for that reason now, boys.
There you go.
I'm gonna find some ponds. I done figured out, hey, so right when we had spring break, I was like, all right, you got Orange Lake, you got this, you got that. Don't think I didn't – we caught 43 in like 3 hours, man. We went I looked up online and watched some YouTube videos of putting the hook through the tail and, man, that go underneath them lily pads and all that, and it was just like – I was like, oh, yeah, this is on. The heat is on. Man, it was on.
I was about to say, man, you have Shelton's mind churning now for this, like, golf tournament, because you're just naming, like, all these good golfers on the team.
Hey, like, I'm doing that on purpose, like, and I'm also putting myself out of it. So we got this thing going down in August. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are the quarterbacks coaches got to worry about? Hey, man, throw the guy that's open. Like, I got to worry about a lot of stuff. Run game, pass protection, hey, this is your route. Those guys can go.
They're not doing anything. Well, yeah. I was going to have – what you don't know, Coach, what you're going to do, we're going to have on one of the holes, who can outfish Coach McKissick. So that's going to be one of the that's one of the challenges. Oh, now you're back in.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'll be hosting, I'm
free.
So.
Because that's crazy. I'm free on that day. Coach,
some bass fish, you know, commentary, you know.
Oh, man, set the hook. Jerk it. You know what I mean?
I'll send my bass. If you send me yours afterwards, I'll tweet it to you in the DMs.
There you go.
Oh, dude, I'll have to see. Yeah, I'll send you all these that we caught.
Please. I'm
11-2. I caught in Quincy, Florida.
11-2?
Oh, yeah. 11-2, boy.
Oh, yeah. Recently? Or is this back in
this was Georgia? About 4 years ago. And then in Moultrie, Georgia, I've got my little pond. So all these coaches, man, like I go in there, I'm like, man, practice was good. But that coach knows, like, hey, I got a cooler cold. They know, hey, man, let's dap up the guys. All right, let's go get on the freaking boat. Let's roll. So I got to, you know, got to have those connections ready to roll.
You getting offshore going too? Yeah, I got the fish, coach. I got a show. That's where we got to get to.
We got to get to offshore fishing. That's something I'm not going to lie. I've never been. I got to be able to see land now. I'm not going to lie to you. I got to be able to see land.
No. We got to get you. We got to get you out there, coach. You got
to
trust.
Don't go to Lanier.
Listen, I know you're not on the high top, but we have great perks. We don't have health benefits. We don't have health benefits here or a 401k at high top, but we got connections with people that fish. So we can help with that. Here we go, coach. This is what we're working with. This was in a little. That's not what we're working with. That's not what we want. Come on, coach.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you. I love the smile right there. Let's really
I'm geeked.
That is an American picture right there. Look at that.
Look how tiny this is. You see, this is right behind a bunch of townhouses. This is the size of it. That's the how big this thing is. A little chatterbait. I got this thing from Bass Pro, took it home. This thing's like this big. I was like, no way I catch anything. I just boom. And
that's what I'm worried about. You know, I constantly look on this GPS, you know, as you start getting to a place, you're like, all right, well, I work at Florida now, so I've got to be a little cautious, but used to, you know, I'd be like, all right, this neighborhood pond looks pretty appetizing right here. You know, I got about 2 hours till the old wifey's expecting me home. You know what I mean? Game planning took a little bit longer tonight, babe.
I think the best fish I ever caught was the big mouth Billy bass, the one you stick on your wall and it sings.
Oh, dude, it waves back and forth. Oh yeah, no doubt. That's a great Christmas present. That's the thing. You should buy those in bulk and just give it out to all the family about Christmas. So, well,
those neighborhood ponds, they're a little finicky because they'll have the sign "Do not fish," and so I try to let people know. Look, that applies to the people on that side of the sign. I'm on this side of the sign. You know what I mean? So that's
Hey, the Davises or the Walkers live over there. And they were like, hey, you just have at it. We definitely got to get this, you know, fish population down. I always try to utilize that one. So I'm a little worried now at this point, but with now my job title. So, maybe that's why Coach Summerall's running. I need to start running with him in the morning time. Like the dude's doing like, I don't know. I mean, like 6.5 minute miles now. I mean, the guy's running. I don't know how he has time to take a picture.
Yeah, when does he have time? Like, was it just
like he's running? Like he's not
in between his coffee. He's just got a quick little 6 minute mile in.
Yeah, I used to wonder if he had a Camelback, you know, with just chugging energy drinks or something. I mean, he comes out. He's in a meeting. He's always just like, yeah, I just ran 5 miles, you know. And I'm like, dude, I just saw you damn 30 minutes ago. And he'll look at my watch. What do you think about that?
He was not impressed with our 40 times.
I was about to say he runs a whole mile faster than I run a 40. I mean,
oh yeah. Now, what did you run there?
6.25.
Golly, that's not terrible though. That's not terrible.
No, don't sugarcoat it, coach. Don't sugarcoat it, coach.
Now, Connor, you got to be on it, man. Like that milk's got to be warm. Like these things got to go.
Well, see, I was thinking of like the excuses on the next show. Like my foot slipped. Summerall hit the timer too late. You know, I had a million of them ready.
Coach. It hurt to watch. It was Connor didn't run. He was having a baby. Watching Dave. It was hurt. It hurt to watch, coach. Your reaction was spot on. It was.
At least everybody got to embrace it for that much longer. See, some of these guys who run those 40s so quick, man, like they don't really get to
enjoy it.
Exactly.
Good point.
See, I was trying to get everybody to enjoy it, get more time out of it. See,
Coach.
Well, Dave's a man of the people.
Yeah, as is coach. Coach, you've been awesome. We took way too much of your time. I can't thank you enough for hanging out with us. Tell the wife we're breaking down some film. Okay.
Did you pay? Oh, no doubt. That's exactly. Hey, we were breaking down some film. I already told her she'll be ready to rock and roll. Got to give me some Florida pictures in the background here. You know,
I was going to say, looks like you're in a prison. I didn't want to be the guy.
Yeah. I've got a brass bull back here, you know, and you know, some Drew Brees. I think he's, you know, Hall of Famer. So let's let that ride.
Okay. We'll take it.
We'll get some things rolling.
Chapman felt the same way. We might be a little intimidating. We come in looking like a smorgasbord.
Neon lights, and then you got Connor, who's just like, yeah, I'm a real true dad right now. Let's freaking party. Let's go.
I got a turbo, man. I can get you back here. Well, turbo,
dude,
man.
I love that. And you got a lava lamp that's really kind of just now, like, I don't know if people have really seen that. And Turbo Man, yeah, what a great movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a turbo man in your house. You just have
No wonder you had the bass flipping deal, Christmas presents. Like, you're ready for that.
That's a tradition. Like, that's Big Mouth Billy Bass comes out once a year. Yeah.
I don't need to paint those walls pink, man.
Put some love into it, John.
So funny enough, when we bought, we actually just moved into the house in July of last year. And we painted it like the first week we were in here. And 2 days after we finished painting everything, my wife looks at me. She goes, "Hey, babe, I'm pregnant." And I'm like, "I am not painting anything anymore." I was like, the room's staying where it's at. So we might end up doing it down the line. But yeah, we found out really quick after getting in the house. I was like, "I'm not painting anything else."
Well, she gave you a great gift for all that labor you put in there, man.
Oh, certainly.
It showed up 2 weeks later. Think about that. That's freaking awesome.
You a movie buff, Coach? Pulled the Arnold Schwarzenegger there pretty quick.
You know, I've got my, well, I was big, you know, I liked all that stuff, man. I like this new documentary. I mean, you know, being on these planes, like, dude, I was on 7 planes last week, but, you know, I like the old WWE and WWF and all that.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Don't even know it, but we have a little tradition, you know, Saturdays in the swamp that we do in the offensive unit meeting that, you know, y'all find out later, but we do a few little stone colds. Trout got after it.
You
know,
right,
we got to get some of the other coaches, you know, Coach Foster, like, I mean, Swole, like, we got to get Swole, Baby Hulk, his ass ready to go. I mean, we got some characters on our staff now. So we're saving some stuff for the guys come fall camp. So we gave them a little taste of it.
I'm going to start sending you DMs and wrestling clips from way back in the day.
Yeah,
I'm a Stone Cold fan too.
Dude, I was doing that at 6 years old, man. I was freaking. I learned that was the first sign language I learned. So
yeah.
took that with me to elementary school. That's probably what got me really tough.
That got me in trouble in high school.
Oh, I'm telling you.
First sign language is unbelievable. Coach, we can't think. You want to tell them where they can follow you, Coach? I don't know if your DMs might be filling up if you tell them. I don't know.
I'm going to send you a picture of the bass, man. And
yes,
then,
please.
Shoot, man. Y'all do a great job. It's always fun to watch y'all's show. And, you know, go Gators, man. This is going to be a great year. And it starts with you guys, and we all got to pull this thing together. And what's been awesome is y'all have been a huge piece, too, in recruiting. Like, I mean, like, our fans is also one of the biggest pieces and what helps us recruit really good football players and guys that want to be here. Because y'all are the extension of the family. Y'all are exactly what they want to be. They want to freaking have their jersey up, you know, up in those stands. And so that's awesome, man. Yeah, hey, I'll see y'all soon, you know, and heck, y'all get some of these other dudes on here and keep it rolling. Whit is like, I always tell him, I'm like, man, I think, you know, all these podcasts you've been doing, like, you've really branched out. I think acting may be calling you here soon. So he's like, oh, you really think so? I'm like, yeah, now take your damn glasses off and get ready to act. No, I'm just messing with you.
I called him old last time I saw him. He put me in the headlock. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not trying to set y'all up because he will kill some, you know, but he has done that before. But no, he's awesome, man. He's awesome. Well, y'all be good, boys.
You too, Coach. Go Gators, man.
We appreciate it, Coach. Go Gators.
Go Gators, Coach.
Wow.
That was awesome.
That's great. I'm going to start sending WWE videos now.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that's him up with a Stone Cold video.
Unbelievable. How do we keep getting spoiled like this? This is like one after the other.
It's unreal. Like a never-ending Christmas. Like, it literally is.
From the clouds, he goes, and Connor here, just dad of the year. But we got to clip the eye, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
The side eye he gave.
Yeah.
That was gold.
That was great.
Hey, real quick. Look, we got to do an ad read anyways. Give us a minute to read. I need some water. So we're going to go ahead and play. We got a great new intern. The guy is handsome. Okay. He's going to tell you all about Bear Mattress. So take a listen.
Boys. Brought to you by Bear Mattress. And I'm absolutely juiced to talk about Bear because since getting my Bear Mattress, I have been sleeping a tenfold better. I told my wife the first day that I laid on it because I have a hard time getting up in the morning. I could tell already that I'm going to spring out of this thing like a newborn chicken. All right. And I have woken up fantastic every morning since getting that Bear Mattress. I don't know what it is. It may be the firmness, might be the back support that it gives me. I don't know, but I love it. It could just be the fact of the simplicity of the entire process that has me absolutely juiced. Buying a mattress for me anyways, in my older age, it's stressful. I know how important sleep is. I got two little kids running around. We're running shows. Johnny's got me all juiced up. We are constantly moving in this household. So when I lay my head to rest at night, I need to make sure that I am guaranteed a perfect 3 hours of sleep. I'm just kidding. I get more than that. But in the little bit that I do, it's got to be absolutely pristine, and Bear allows me to do that. Bear delivers it to the front door in a nice pristine package, too. It's not even overwhelming. My back doesn't even get hurt bringing it in. I brought it in by myself, rolled it into the room. I needed help getting my old bed off the mattress, okay? Pulled this thing out, unrolled it like a little pizza. It was all sealed tight, cut it wide open, and it inflated up. It was the craziest thing. It was actually really, really cool. Wish I would have recorded it because of how cool it was. Build right up, bada bing, bada boom, ready to rock and roll. And right now, when you over to Bear and use the code HIGHTOPSPORTS, you get 40% off. 40% off when you use the code HIGHTOPSPORTS. And the best part, even a better part about this, is I know what's going to happen. You're going to be sleeping in this thing in about 60 days, maybe 90, maybe 120 days. I'm like, do I like this? Is this what I want? I got the sleep trial. Okay, got 120 days of a sleep trial if you are unhappy with your purchase. Also, lifetime guaranteed warranty on that thing. So go check out Bear. Use the code HIGHTOPSPORT to get 40% off. That's more than what they're offering on the site right now. You check out, use that code HIGHTOPSPORT. Go check out Bear. Change your life. Bear Mattress, guys. Check it out. Hey, 40% off is a hell of a deal off mattress. Not going to lie.
It is.
Not going to lie. Exactly. Great sleep. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed it. That was a good. I enjoyed making it. So hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did.
Connor, are you getting great sleep right now? The newborn?
Absolutely not.
That's why you need one of those mattresses. There you go.
There you go. I mean, even more reason.
Tell Bear to send me one.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll plug it in for you. Well, hey, someone said, can you get up your stairs? Yes, I'm telling you. Like, it's super light. Like when it's not, like, I guess deflated. I don't know. It's kind of wild, but. It was easy squeezy. Man, hell of an interview there. We do want to talk about some other great things, obviously, with recruiting and whatnot. We also got to talk about our big sponsor, which is Prize Picks, and then we'll get back into the gist of things. I know you guys are excited, but we got to pay the bills, keep the lights turned on. You know the drill. So this show is also brought to you by, not that guy again, Prize Picks, which we are rocking and rolling with. Here's the good news about today. All right. We have not been on a burner. We've been on the opposite of what we define as a burner. We got a lineup cooking right now, though. We're 1-for-4. So, hey, we went Green Goblin heavy with tonight with hockey here. So, this game's not looking good on 22.5 for less than goalie saves. He's already at 19. Not great. These two, yeah, not looking great either. So, not on a burner there. But tonight we've got. Is LeBron already went? Is LeBron playing already?
No, he starts in 42. Yeah.
So he's supposed to have a freebie tonight.
32.
Basically.
42.
For the boys, which I'm not seeing now. But if I'm pretty sure it's like basically like a gimme pick that I was told, and now I'm not seeing it. I know how's your Magic playing tonight, Connor?
Down by 7 with 4.5 left to go in the game.
Not out of it.
No,
not
still,
out of it.
Still in it. Paolo's got 39 tonight so far.
Not a bad night. Well, let's take a look here. What do we like in these late night games?
Click on Sengun, pick Sengun, and do points, rebounds, assist.
Look at Dave.
I don't even know why you ask me these questions, because
I clearly
takes
there you go.
I got one opportunity last week, and one did hit. By the way,
yeah, go more.
Shay okay. did hit. By the way,
well, so I'm gonna ask you again, Clark. Where are we at?
No, Dave's already got it.
That, well, I need more than one.
No, Dave's got
Dave,
all.
What else we got? Yeah, Dave. That was he's pulling that from the clouds.
You
Dave
saw that straight up.
That was nuts. Can you,
what's MLB look like, real quick?
Oh, this guy's always baseball. This guy's a baseball.
Well, I like to mix myself up. So I would pick hitter fantasy score for Kurtz.
What was that? Oh, yeah, right here
in the middle.
Kurtz, more. Yeah.
And then how many are you trying to pick?
We can just rock with two because we're on our last leg here. We'll just keep it frosty. There it is, boys. Lock it in. More for Nick Kurtz. More for Cignog, I believe. More for 38.5 points, assist and rebound. Use the code HMA, boys. Y'all know the drill. Play $5, get $50 instantly. Give us a follow at Shelton High Top. Again, probably should go follow Dave. Dave, what is your follow again?
Dave Meister. I play. Okay, so like if I play a $1 slip with a bunch of like red goblins, don't play that because it's really risky, and I just kind of throw it in there to see if it'll happen. So don't play those. When I play like the
you're
real,
risking
slips,
a whole like, dollar.
Yeah,
I mean, that sounds like that's exactly slips. Why you follow it.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you want to play them, but don't play a lot of money on them.
Sorsby's throwing $10 on that one for sure. If that's happening to him. All right, boys and girls, good
here,
stuff
look,
there.
I'll put for instance right here. Like, look, hold on. I'm playing a red goblin one. I bet $1.
It's gonna hit right too, now. Boys. He didn't send that one to me.
Yeah, I played $1.
Well, boys, we've had a great week thus far with interviews. Kevin Carter on Monday. We had our guy Peyton Miller yesterday. Hollywood, how are we feeling about this? We obviously have our own little chat where we're always yelling at Dave because he doesn't believe in this recruiting staff. But Clark, how are you feeling with how this staff is doing? Obviously, I mean, you're a recruiting guru. This is where your bread and butter.
I think you should probably use the term guru very loosely. But yeah, so obviously the
you got called Superman by coach earlier. All right, so
I did. Highlight of my life. No, just kidding. My daughter being born, probably the highlight of my life. If my wife heard me say that, she'd probably kick me out of the house.
Then Superman.
Yeah. No, but Florida's been on a little bit of a heater lately on the recruiting trail. So landing, what has it been recently? Davin Davison, Tommy Douglas, Amari Fountain, Anthony Jennings, Devon Kendrick, and of course the big one was Peyton Miller. They've got a couple more prospects that are set to announce next week that they are in a really good spot for. It's going to be safety. What's his name? I just forgot his name.
It's like
Caleb. It's Caleb something.
He's a safety.
This is terrible podcasting. Caleb Dillard.
He's got a weird. Yeah.
But yeah. It's Caleb spelled weird. But yeah, so Caleb Dillard is set to announce on May 5th. That Florida's in a really good spot for him. He's down to Florida, Georgia, and Oregon. So a good company, good competition for Florida there. And then defensive lineman. I have no, I'm going to butcher his name. So I'm not even going to try
it's
to
Stevie?
Say it, but Stevie, but I don't know how to say his last name. He's set to announce on May 6th. He will be down to Florida, Miami, along with a couple other schools. He's originally from England. Lives in Coral Gables now. But Bruv. Florida's in a good spot for both of those guys.
Bruv.
Yeah, and so the little tidbit I got today from some sauces in regards to Jalen Brewster. There was a picture that was floating around yesterday of Chapman and Brewster. And obviously Chapman went and visited him. And I mean Chapman's the Coach Chapman has really just elevated. As a household name over this. I mean, the draft with Banks, with Cam Jackson the year prior, the noise from McLeod. Obviously, we know Brewer went to Ole Miss. Like, that's still positive light on Coach Chapman. This guy's, I mean, even Brendan Bett, we've heard about him being a hot commodity. Like, Brendan Bett was, you know, he had some smoke coming out of Baylor for sure, but the guy's doing some great things. He was obviously trying to be poached. We've talked about that on this show by LSU and other big ones. And now it's nice to have that in our arsenal, right? We've talked about that. If like you got a guy that's showing up to school and it's like, yo, there's Coach Chapman.
And I can confirm that I thought when I saw the photo, you know, when you see those photos, you don't know how they kind of take place. Like, I assume they're like, hey, you want to take a picture and give him the shirt? Brewster showed up with that shirt. Yeah. Brewster got dressed that morning in Gator gear, ready to rock and roll. So the relationship is at an all-time high right now with those two, which is obviously great buzz. I don't think it's far from over. I mean, this one's going to come down to the wire. You're sure. The number one recruit in the country. I think there's a lot of things you've got to unpack, as you should. And I've said this. I go, look, I think personally, and I don't know this from a fact or from talking to anybody. This is just from gauging and just watching how this staff navigates. I think they're in it from a money perspective, as in it as they can be. I don't think the conversation would have gone as far as it did if there wasn't serious conversations about that and their meeting with it. My concern, genuinely my concern, is what plays, and again, this is my feeling. Nobody said anything to me, just from knowing the world, how it works, is I'm worried an agent comes in and screws it up. That's my only concern. If it came down a decision today where it was like, hey, where do you want to play? Who do you feel you're going to have the most success with? I think Florida wins by a landslide. But I also just have seen so many deals, and we've heard about it, go kind of backwards because, like, yeah, the agent came in last minute and asked for like another $500,000. And it's like, we've been talking for 9 months, and now you want to do this in the last hour? And Florida doesn't really play that game. And I don't think, even with this new staff, I think there is a level to that. I don't agree with just folding because the timing of things have changed. So that is honestly my only concern. I think I think Chapman has done a phenomenal job with building that relationship. I think that he's done a lot of work. A lot of guys that play for Chapman love Chapman as you know, more than you could ever imagine. And I like where we stand right now personally, but again, I feel more comfortable with that than I did us getting Lane, but I still have that weird feeling in my stomach of like, it's just so, you know, you don't know what could happen, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. So I think you made a lot of good points there. I think if he was to flip from Texas Tech, the most likely school right now is Florida. Florida's done a fantastic job of putting themselves in that recruitment legitimately and making themselves a very viable threat. NIL wise, on par with whatever Texas Tech is going to offer at this time. So there's nothing, like you said, an agent could come in later and say, hey, listen, we want $500,000 more. And Texas Tech could be like, okay, cool, we'll give it to you. Florida will be like, ah, a little rich for us. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not trying to preempt that, make everybody think. I'm not trying to hedge my bets here. But as of right now, Florida's in a great spot for him. Chapman's done a fantastic job throughout that recruitment. And Florida is a legitimate contender there. And I think if today were signing day, I think, in my opinion, he would end up at Florida.
Yeah. And like, that's
still a long way to go, though. He doesn't sign the paperwork for another 8 months.
Yeah. Same goes for everybody else. But like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the wild world of recruiting, especially now with NIL. Mm-hmm. It's like, especially being the number one player, number one defensive lineman, whatever you want to call him, whatever. I mean, he's got just not Texas Tech and Florida. I mean, there's hundreds of other schools calling him right now, and they're going to try to throw out numbers. They're going to try to stick agents on him, all that kind of stuff. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, that is a lot of pressure just for one 18-year-old kid to like have to deal with and try to make a decision. It's like, he knows he's going to make some money, right? Being the number one guy, but like, you know, hey, like, you're being pulled this way, you're being pulled that way. Your agent's telling you one thing, there's a coach telling you another thing. I mean, we saw what happened with Dallas Wilson when he still committed to Oregon, then got out of his NLI and came to Florida. I mean, that's where that kind of stuff goes. I mean, being a highly touted recruit, like, that's a hard decision. And that is kind of an example of how hard that stuff is sometimes when you're, especially in the NIL world. Before NIL, it was a little bit easier, but now with everything going on and in college sports and everything changing, like, it's really hard if you're one of those top-ranked prospects.
This comment, I think he's just keeping his commitment open with the UF is getting him more money. And that's always an angle that I think is definitely worth looking at. For me personally, you know, I think this situation is a little bit different. He's been committed to Texas Tech for a while. And I kind of like that he's taking his time, personally. Like, remember the kid from last year, the linebacker that was, like, committed to nine schools, like, in 3 days? Like, We don't want Isaiah Williams. Yeah, I don't want that. Like, I think the point of it is like, hey, I've been committed to these guys. Texas Tech has done right by me. They treated me well. Like, they were on me before anybody else. I think he's doing the due diligence of like, I think it's a true 1-2 battle. And it's like, look, I mean, I can't just flip today. Like, it's like if you're going to break up with a girl, it's like, I love this. Like, you might be the right one, but like, I got to make sure I'm making the right decision here. And I respect that. So I'm okay with him taking his time, to be honest with you, because,
yeah, and he had a reason to open the door initially because Texas Tech's defensive line coach left.
Yeah.
And that's what initially cracked the door open. And yeah, when it was slammed shut. Yeah. He was going to Texas Tech, very lucrative NIL deal, great relationship with that coach. Obviously the opportunity to start as a true freshman, and be one of the premier guys on that defense. And then the defensive line coach leaves and he starts to publicly say he's going to reconsider. We're just gone from there. And Florida's taking advantage of that.
Done a good job with it as well. So yeah, the recruiting buzz has been great. There's some, like you were mentioning, Connor, some guys that are leaning Florida right now, set to commit in the next couple of days. There's a lot of guys making some announcements next month, which is, I think, surprising just because we know of all the official visits that are happening. It feels like recruiting season continues to shift. I've talked about this for the last couple of years. Like, I think the majority of it will be done by the end of the summer, to be quite honest with you. I think you'll see a lot of big names committed by then. So that thing came out of nowhere. Bless you. Thank you. We'll see that continue to creep up.
Bless you.
Over the next couple of months and see where this class is going to go. Right now, I think we're sitting at 11. What is it? 12? 10, 11?
It's 10 on 247 and I think 7 on...
How many commits?
Oh, 10? Sorry, 10 commits. I apologize. I was talking ranking.
Yeah, no, that's fine too.
Ranking too.
Yeah, no, 10 commits. So you got to think probably, 10 to 12 more, I think, would probably be the sweet spot. And
I think high school is probably going to be right around 20.
Okay, you think that low?
The rest will probably be filled by the portal.
I think
is that going to be a common thing, or you think just this year for John?
I think that's kind of going to be the trend moving forward until you're very, very happy with your established high school recruiting.
Okay. And I know he's talked about like they want to get back to that, but again, I think this is a great transition. We talked a little bit about it on the summit on Sunday. We had 7 guys go, obviously, in this past draft, one each round. And another few more that signed free agency. So probably kind of closer to 10, 11 guys that you lost to the NFL, not to mention just seniors. So you lost a lot of talent. You lost a lot of starting guys, which we knew that. And next year, it looks like it's going to be even bigger, which is a compliment to, once again, the talent on this football team, one being Jaden Ball. Now, when we talked on Sunday, Jaden Ball was projected, I think, 2nd, but that has changed with other mock drafts that have came out. Have him ranked going 22nd now in the first round, which would be pretty awesome to have 2 guys going back-to-back years in the first round. I love that. I mean, that's going to be exciting to see. I think there's a lot of guys on this team that we spoke about. Kermani McClain, when Dave talked about this, I don't even think was on the list as a projected mock draft, which is crazy to think about because I think we all agree, however this year goes, I mean, he could go from being unsigned, which is obviously the easy pick, to no joke, a potential first-rounder. What his talent, what he has, the ability that he has. And we've seen guys, I mean, it sounds crazy, but we've seen the other direction where you go from being a first round almost locked to not even being drafted, right? Tyreek Sapp being one of those examples. So to think that you can't flip it on its head the other direction. I mean, Fernando Mendoza, I can promise you, wasn't a projected first round draft pick headed into this draft, let alone probably even a first rounder. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what guys make a year. Because, you know, it's another issue. And LJ McCray, he's in his junior year. He technically could leave after this year. I don't think he will. I hope he doesn't.
He doesn't have enough film.
I agree with you. But, I mean, hell, neither did AR.
Fair.
Different situation, but.
That's true. You okay there, man?
Yeah, man.
It's just pollen. I'm telling you. Need to get you a little bit of Claritin, a little bit of leave Claritin, you know, like get that little some nostrils. Yo, fellas,
my wife's actually texting me saying she needs help with the baby, so I got to jump out real quick.
All right. Okay. Later, big guy.
Hey, sorry, guys.
Hollywood.
Nope.
Hollywood
be
out.
Good. Be good.
All right. Baby back duty to calls, the, man.
Yeah, yeah. back to the OGs. We're running a little long. We had a great interview with Coach McKissick, so completely understandable. All good there for Clark. We got some super chats here, though, really quickly. Paint the effing wall, Coach. I'll buy the paint. Yeah, I wanted to give him the nickname Painter before he left, but, man, hell of an interview, man. That was so
paint
fun.
Paint the fast F on the back of it. That'd be great.
Yeah. We need Disney Gator shirts. I don't know if I'll think about it. $2, Disney Gator. Damn, doubling down on the Disney Gator.
Oh, God. Now we got to get them.
Is this Jalen Jordan football offer for next year?
It's a JUCO. It's a JUCO offer.
Oh, okay. Right, so yeah, hit the like button, smash it, subscribe. We got almost 400 people in here hanging out on a beautiful night, best day of the week. Again, also if you haven't seen the Peyton Miller interview this morning with Dave and myself, and of course Peyton, phenomenal interview, great kid. I think also I know Allie had him on as well. So two great interviews that happened on both of our channels that were great. Getting to know this entire staff, this recruiting, and it's kind of interesting because I spoke about it this morning a little bit, where and you talked about it that, and I think it's fine to talk about this, but his dad was talking to us after the fact of like, hey, when I was, you know, they're from Texas, they're doing their due diligence, right? And he's like, I'm watching all the podcasts to get an idea of what the culture is at Florida. He's like, came across you guys are great. And that was kind of the gist of it, but it kind of got me thinking. I was like, man, like, I always kind of forget. I'm sure, I mean, I've met a lot of parents over the years that watch this show, and I kind of forget sometimes that parents are just like us, they're fans to a certain extent. But even then hearing Coach McKissick of like, look, we the fans, we're just an extension of you guys, just because we're more visual. But it kind of just a reminder of like, hey, let's make sure we're, you know, doing our part as fans. I mean, they see how much love we give out and what we're, you know, and at the same time, I think we kind of give back to that. And I think what's really working right now, there's a back and forth complimentary relationship, right? This area, Steve and I were talking about it today. Swamp thrives off energy. And so we're getting it back. Finally, we're receiving it from coaches. We're receiving it from the staff and this roster, which allows for us just to go be natural. I mean, for the last 4 years, we've been kind of carrying like the stick on our own, and that stick starts to get heavy when you're just carrying it. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Real quick, he got me mixed up with somebody else.
Jalen Jordan, you got a flashlight on you? fighting the light beam over there. I was like, you good, bro?
I probably need to turn it down.
Get your sunglasses on.
But no, he's from South Alabama. I was thinking about the other JUCO guy we were talking about earlier today. So yeah, okay. That would be, I guess, considered this class. So, but they're trying to get like, I guess, more bodies. I don't know. But yeah, you were talking about earlier. Like, it is really cool though. Like to you know, go into the Swamp the weekend of spring game. Like, you know, a lot of people watch the show, but you don't really know a lot of people watch the show in a way, right? So like, when you're going around, you're talking to a lot of people and they stop you or whatever, it's like, oh wow, it's crazy, I didn't know all these people watch the show. I mean, we talked about like the security guard trying to get one more guy up there, the security guard dude watched the show, like it's just crazy like how many parents come up to you from players and just say, hey guys, we love your show and all that. It's like, wow, it's like you really, you're starting to, you make an impact on a lot of these people and they like watching you and stuff. So it's like, it's really appreciated from me because like, you know, we pour our hearts into this and we do what we can behind the scenes and we do everything we can to like entertain everybody on the show. But also coming from other people telling us like the things that they do really means a lot. So it makes us, you know, we feel like we're doing a great job and a good service to not just the audience, but like the students, the kids, the players, the parents. So it really makes us feel really good. So we do appreciate that.
No doubt. It's a blessing to say the least. And again, we'll talk about our golf tournament we've got coming up August 14th, which we're very excited about. Again, it's just one of those things that we're excited to do, to put on and be able to give back and have an opportunity to get this fan base together. We have more signups today. Go over to hightopgc.com. To get your spot, there's we're over the 30 people mark. And there's about, we have 100 people, wow. So there's about 70 spots left. There's probably 30 that I can account for that just probably aren't signed up yet. So it's awesome to see it fill up. We've got to still get some sponsors to make this thing, you know, be as big as we would like it. We're dialing in the food. We're having conversations about that. What I want, like for what's cool for me, is like I'm talking with the guys at Hawkstone. I want a, like either a motorcycle or a car on one of the par threes for a hole in one contest. Like, that's all that I care about. Like I don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's just like the coolest thing ever when you see a car parked on the side of it. I don't know if we're going to get that. I don't know, but we're asking.
Probably won't.
We may get like a car, like a hole in one. Like, if you hit a hole in one, you get a car, but I don't know if it's going to be parked on the side of the hole. But that's, you don't know if you don't ask, right? So that's, I ask. That's what I'm trying.
You can't hit the golf ball and then break the windshield.
You put it on the tee box. You put it on the tee box.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I want to be able to, like, someone hit it in and drive it off. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my dreams there. You know, very, very, very little dreams, but they're dreams nonetheless. So
last time I checked that, it was like at 17. It's at 30 now. Wow.
Yeah, it's cruising. We also had a donation today. I don't know if they want to be shouted out, but they're donating a rental at the Villages. I think like a couple nights stay with the golf cart. I think some golf. Don't quote me on this, but they donated that today. So that'll be part of some sort of giveaway. We're trying to figure out how to incorporate those things. I think we're going to have some pretty incredible things donated for silent auctions. So I want this thing to be as cool and as fun as I would want it to be if I were to go play it. You know what I mean? So, and the biggest thing that I'm trying to do, of course, what we always do is live stream the thing. So that's going to be, that is the ultimate test. If I've got the vision, I've got the blueprint. It's going to be a little bit expensive if I want to do it exactly the way I want to do it. So that's kind of what's holding back right now. But yeah, that's got to be, you know, a lot of big dreams. It's going to be an exciting summer. I'm excited for what's to come. It's going to be our first, you know, recruiting season under this era. I mean, we're kind of in it now, but like the Jubilee Junes, those weekends, and I'm excited to hear about those official visit weekends. I remember getting clips from the coaches during those times, right? And seeing like Russ Callaway rapping with the parents, like those little small little fun clips. We already have gotten a taste of this staff. Like, we already know who they are. They're very, you know, vocal, and I would say about it. So I don't think they're going to be shy when it comes to recruiting these kids either. So I'm beyond juiced to see how this thing's going to go. And then, I mean, even MSC Media Days is going to be a whole other animal of, you know, what is to come with that. So a lot of great things coming down the pipe that we're pumped.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just excited just to host the event. Like, I don't golf, so I don't want you guys to have to, you know, see me golf. You already saw me run a 40, so I'm going to be sitting there hosting the show. And like, look, man, me and Ty, we did good. I'm ready to do this with John, though, man, like, because John does a really good job there, too. So, I mean, I don't know how we're going to finagle it. I mean, I haven't talked to you about, like, your idea on, like, live streaming it if it does happen. But if it does happen, like...
Dave, cool. you know, it's, you're just going to show up the day of, and I'm going to tell you what to do. So don't act like we're going to game plan for it. You know how I operate.
Hey,
you're going to be
like,
where do I sit? And I'm like, right here. And then it's just going to, you know what I mean? That's just what we do.
Hey, I take orders, baby. It's like, I don't run 40s. I drink 40s. I take orders.
Yeah, I'm bad, boys. I'm not the best at planning. It's all up here. It doesn't always get regurgitated out, unfortunately.
It's like Shelton will be like, hey, Smolder, I need you over here. Cool. See ya. Zip.
Yep. So, boys and girls, great show. Hope you guys enjoyed another fantastic interview. The three days in a row of hot burners. Tomorrow is tentative. I think I got a little bit of a cold, is why I'm sneezing. And we're leaving for vacation tomorrow. So I want to do a show, but I also need to make sure that I'm rested for the week. And I don't want to take away from the time with the kiddos. So tentative.
Vitamin C and zinc.
I've done all that today. I've been grinding, trying to stay alive here. I feel a little bit better, but. We'll see. We'll see how it goes when I got to wrap. I got to go pack and everything. But y'all be good. Shout out to Coach McKissick. Right. Shout out to Hollywood. Swolder. Y'all be good. Peace and love. Have a good night, boys and girls.
See ya.
Hey. The wife.
It's hot top sports where the takes don't miss. The prof with the stats, the champ with the fist. World of bringing fire, cowboy, tie, riding bold. Bulls calling bets, watch the stories unfold.
Hollywood.
And it's truly eyebrows running the show. Hollywood.